Valente is our guest. And for the next 5 minutes, we're just flat out of time here. But good things are happening on many fronts. Texas has brought back the bill to enforce the law and arrest TSA agents when they molest people for official oppression. So many other things are happening. But on the economic front, things are getting scary. And this hoax, Gerald, that we haven't been in a recession for the last few years and that it's not a depression and all these fake numbers that come out of the Ministry of the Truth, known as the federal government. Now we have the Financial Times headline, trades revealed China shift away from dollar. And they came out last week and said, hey, you guys have already technically defaulted, as we pointed out years ago. So, and of course, Bernanke's going to do QE3. I mean, the dollar is going to end up like the peso. This is going to be hellish, Gerald.
It is. And look what's happening. For example, in Brazil, the Brazilians are coming flooding into Florida now. Their currency's gone up 45% against the dollar. You look at depressed prices in Florida already, they're buying up properties, you know, for pennies on the dollar.
So it's like going to Mexico decades ago when the dollar was king. Now Latin America's going to come here because they're going to be the rich people compared to us.
That's right. And that's why I call Osama bin Bernanke, you know, the public enemy number one. He's the, you know, he's the Dr. Death of the economy. And he just keeps killing it because he makes our hard work earn less. He makes us all work much harder and get less for it by devaluing our dollar so the money junkies can keep getting their fix. Again, look at the data you just mentioned. Housing starts. Oh, they just house sales are the lowest in 6 months. It just came out today. 6 months? You mean they're worse now than in January, in February, in March? You're supposed to have the spring bloom. They're in a depression. We're in a depression. And as I said, they're marching us off to war. Mark my words, Alex. Obama will have the people dancing in fear once again because that fear bandwagon began to roll on May 1st with that phony hit against Osama bin Laden. And it's just going to keep popping up every time they sink in the polls. Hey, remember Clinton used to do it. Monica Lewinsky, let's bomb Baghdad. Monica Lewinsky, let's send in some cruise missiles and wipe out some Al-Qaeda somewhere. They do it all the time, and they're going to do it again.
And later it even comes out that they issue fake terror alerts for political purposes. Governor Ridge even writes a book. They make money off of their lies. Bush writes a book that he ordered torture and makes money off of it while he sent people that follow the orders to prison.
Yeah, and as you said, what Farrakhan said, called Obama murderer in the White House. I mean, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue is murderer's row. You know, go back to the two Bushes. Go back to Clinton. Go back to Obama. Could anybody call a mass murderer what they are? A spade? A spade? Look, they just killed how many this week in Pakistan? One of those lovely predator drones. Hey, sorry, we missed. Hey, here's a headline from the Wall Street Journal. NATO admits Libya mishap. Hey, a mishap. We just wiped out your family and destroyed your house. Ruined your neighborhood. Sorry for the mishap. Could you imagine if that happened in the United States? Boy, the flags would go up. The band would be playing and they'd march us off to war.
You're absolutely right. And most of what they said about Gaddafi strafing crowds turned out to not be true. It's like the throwing babies out of incubator stories. Now, people send me emails going, how dare you be for Gaddafi? I'm not for Gaddafi. Leave them alone in North Africa. We're in there to get the oil and the water and the airports. It's sick. Gerald Celente, thanks for spending time with us. We look forward to speaking to you again soon, my friend.
Hey, always great being on with you, Alex.
All right, folks. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Some really good news today, also a lot of bad news, but there is a lot of good news on the front of awakening, on the front in the fight that we're waging to attempt to get people to start thinking about who runs our society, the things that we're told by our governments, the things that we're told by the major mega corporations. So we are having some major victories in the war that's going on for all of our minds. Because if we're going to save our civilization, it is going to be an inside job. It's going to be something that we personally decide to do in our own lives that will then make ripples out from there expanding. Okay, there's a lot of Middle East news, economy news, big developments on the radiation front out of Japan. What we reported on 2 months ago is now mainstream news that the federal government has raised what they claim the safe levels of radiation are here in the United States from Fukushima. And there's also some new reports dealing with the situation with the power plant in Nebraska. So we're going to be going over all of that today as well. And we do have Gerald Celente popping in to join us to talk about the first great war of the 21st century that is beginning to unfold in North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. And we're going to examine what is the real definition of a world war. I put a video out last Friday that's had around 325,000 views. It should have 300 million views if people really understood how much danger we're all in. And I've got an addendum, a special report coming out later today. We may even premiere it here on air, where I go through and define from different encyclopedias and different dictionaries what geopolitical analysts and historians say a world war is. And by every measurement, we've been in a world war in the last 9 years. And George W. Bush did say in an ABC News interview and other interviews, you can just pull it up, George, you know, President Bush says war on terror is World War III. And that is exactly how the Pentagon defines it. They also defined the 50-year Cold War, or right under 50 years, from 47 to 1991, as the Third World War, using proxies. The Pentagon and many military history historians call that World War III. So do you call this then World War IV? And when you look at the war on terror, it's a war on our liberties, a war on our freedoms, for something statistically that is not as dangerous as dying from lightning strikes, tornadoes, automobile accidents, firearms deaths, sporting accidents. I mean, the list goes on and on. As I've pointed out many times and gone over the statistics, around 150 people in the United States die each year from wasp stings, right around 105. It varies, but it's generally over 100 die from honeybee stings, and then several hundred die from spider bites, and close to 1,000 die from complications from snake bites. You can, again, pull those numbers up online or get it from your World Almanac. Why, then, are we talking about giving up all of our liberties and all of our freedoms for the boogeyman of terrorism? And there's this idea in modern globalist law that they're attempting to basically overwrite European and British and U.S. common law, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're also attempting to even overturn Napoleonic law, which is not seen as pro-liberty as English common law. But even that is basically being overwritten by this neo-colonial maritime administrative law, where they describe it as maritime and basically say land, sea, or air, they can do whatever they want and just have agencies write up regulations. And they are clearly prosecuting a war against the existing order and the existing structure. And it has a thin veneer of nanny statism over it, claiming that this is all done for your own good. And there's lots of signs about drive safely, wear your seatbelt. We want to take care of you. We care about you. And that's basically a propaganda that is bought into by the police, bought into by the military, bought into by the bureaucrats, bought into by the general public. This is all being done for our own good. And so it's kind of a feel-good thing by compartmentalized individuals in the private and public sector to really believe that everything they're doing is for a great good. And that's why they have the classic cliche that does absolutely ring true, that the road to Hades, the road to hell, is paved with good intentions. And so there's this idea that you must be protected. And that's why many suburbs now around the country first license and then ban having a horse in your barn, because a horse might throw you and break your back. A horse might jump out of its fence and run into a car. In fact, I've seen lately cases of as cities grow into the rural areas, they're saying, well, you may own this 400-acre ranch, but we've now built subdivisions around you. You can't have your cows because a cow got out and a car ran into it. And because cows might get out of somebody else's ranch or farm in the future, we're going to ban you having cows. So it's that idea of prior constraint. A terrorist might sneak on this airplane and blow it up. Therefore, you are all treated as if you are guilty until proven innocent. But it's all for your own safety. And, oh, my gosh, so somebody got thrown off a horse and broke their neck. And so we're going to ban you having horses in the incorporated county in this town or that town. Or, you saw it a few months ago with the new law in New York State where they're going to, in some cases, 150-year-old summer camps, well-established. And they're saying you can't have dodgeball, you can't have tug-of-war, you can't have King of the Hill, the capture the flag, you can't have any of this because somebody might get hurt. Sorry, you can't do it. You're going to have to stay indoors and play chess. Because somebody might get hurt. Well, you're going to get hurt. You're going to die. Kids are going to climb trees and break arms. Sometimes you're going to go swimming and you might gulp in some water and pass out and die. You're going to die driving down the highway. Some of us are going to die. I mean, it's going to happen. This idea that everything has to be safe and everything has to be pre-controlled. And that's the idea on speech. That's what they've done in Europe. They're now doing it in the United States. Google has put us on notice that owns YouTube. They may completely shut the channel down with 117 million views and growing, several million a week now. It's really accelerating. And they told us because what you said about Obama could be construed as racist. Nothing about his race, nothing about race, period. We just said he was a tyrant and a thug. And that they shouldn't try to censor people putting up Obama Joker posters that depict him as a criminal. Whether you love him or hate him, it's our First Amendment. And they said, no, it's not. It's not your First Amendment because it might offend someone. It might cause someone to get angry. You might inflame someone's passions. Well, if you go to a church service, it might inflame your passions. In Canada, they've banned and have arrested you can look it up, many preachers for reading anti-gay passages. Well, whether you love it or hate it or don't care, it's their right to do it under free speech. But again, now there's that prior constraint and the government sending out letters saying you might hurt someone's feelings. You can't say this. And so it is the end of freedom. And it's all sold so we can have this loving utopian system. But when you look at the so-called liberals, they're not useful idiots. They're not morons. They're not environmental wackos. They know at the top exactly what they're doing. When Chris Matthews comes out and says, if you don't want government-run health care, you are a racist. You hate black people. That was a talking point on CNN and MSNBC for a year. Over and over again, you are a racist. You don't like the White House budget going up? You are a racist. We've played those clips. You are one. And the message is sit down and shut up, and we're going to inject issues of race into everything. We're going to actually create racism and division because we need it. We need it to divide and conquer you. We need it to control you. We're going to inject issues and make it the big national divisive issue over sexual preferences. We're going to inject these issues. We're going to make a third of the time in high school and college be about sex and race instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic and history. There's a reason we were number one 50 years ago in global test scores and are now, depending on the measurement you look at, 47th, 53rd, way behind not just first world, but a bunch of third world nations. It's done by design. We have the government handbooks. We just released the scientific destruction of minds video. We first posted at PrisonPlanet.tv for the members, then we move it to the YouTube channel for the entire public. And your support of PrisonPlanet.tv finances these films, these documentaries that are then given to the public. And that's why it's so important that we get even more members at PrisonPlanet.tv so we can expand. But I got off on this whole idea of prior constraint and how that's the ultimate tyranny. We're going to enslave you for your own safety. Well, who protects us from the protectors, which in history always get on power trips and overreach and have to be brought back into?
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
By the way, we were up here till late last night, and Rob Jacobson, one of our chief video editors and filmmakers, has not slept to complete the special report with some in-depth information on Rick Perry that undoubtedly is going to make the news. And we're going to premiere this live video/audio report coming up in an hour and 6 minutes from now, or technically 12:33 Central Time, so about an hour and 7 minutes away. We're going to premiere that 15-minute report here. It's not at PrisonPlanet.tv yet. We're going to premiere it streaming to the PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers and, of course, to all the radio listeners. It is also an in-depth audio report, and right now Rob is back there writing up the key report on it, the text that will go along with it. I would imagine, and in fact, I meant to talk to him during the break and give him this good news so he could add it to it, and I'll give you that good news here in just a moment, dealing with the TSA and the fight being led by Texas. And yes, Rick Perry had his arm twisted politically by massive pressure by some of the leaders in the House and the Senate, and the fact that David Dewhurst has been devastated in the media, his heir apparent for the governorship, the lieutenant governor, when he got caught sabotaging the legislation when it had almost 100% of the votes. They had unanimous in the House, and they only had one person claiming they were going to vote against it in the Senate. So they had a near complete unanimous vote, and he went in and sabotaged it and told people, don't let folks know I'm sabotaging this. But another senior senator, Dan Patrick, who himself has been groped, said, I'm not putting up with this, buddy boy. I saw you on the floor with the Justice Department people twisting arms. I'm coming out against you. You make me sick. And we're also working on getting the state rep on, who led the fight in the House, Simpson, and he's been involved in exposing the fact that Perry has been caught lying. And he finally called Perry out on the carpet yesterday, and so last night Perry announced that he would add it to the special session. Only the governor could do it. But not before he got caught lying on video. Not once, but twice. That's only part of the special report coming up. Listen, I would love to have a real Texan as president, okay? I would love to believe in Rick Perry, but I can't be conned, okay? And I've been conned in my life, but once bitten, twice shy. I cannot be willfully conned. I cannot be willfully ignorant and willfully lie to myself because I have pride in Texas. And I'm proud of the good people of my state and their history of fighting tyranny. Okay, you know, the frontiersmen of the frontiersmen. Okay, the creme de la creme of truly swashbuckling, hardcore people, some of them criminals, a lot of them serious trailblazers. You know, this is really where some of the greatest frontier battles went on across the board against the French, the British, the list goes on and on. Mexico. And I'm proud of the Alamo and the whole nine yards. And I'm sick of George Bush giving Texas a bad name and now Rick Perry. And I'm telling you, he's going to probably be the next president. He's going to be a disaster for this country, just like Obama's been. And that's what they need is a gimmick for the public. And Obama was a gimmick, literally packaged by Pepsi executives and Google executives. That's on record. With the logoing, and he's going to fix everything so they can just sucker you a few more years. Then you wake up to Obama, and he's now as worthless as used toilet paper. I mean, he is uncool on campuses. The Obama stickers are coming off. Come on, folks, couldn't you just listen early on? Do you have to get totally conned? And it's the same thing with Rick Perry. Okay, see, I'm already getting into the special report on Rick Perry, but I want to give you part of it. The good news here in a few minutes. And there's lots of good news. Texas tells feds, shove your light bulb ban. Texas is saying that they're not going to go along with it. Leading the way again. And here's the Houston Chronicle headline. Perry adds anti-groping bill to special session. The whole nation looks at Texas and the bill that rose from the ashes. And they even give yours truly credit that we led the first big demonstration that took over the Capitol. But I'm controversial conspiracy theorist Alex Jones led the first major rally against it. So good job, folks. It shows what you can do. All right. I've got got some really exciting news, some other positive news. When we come back from break, you're not going to want to miss this transmission today. Special report coming up at the bottom of the next hour, where we really look at Rick Perry very close. He's not going to like it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom is popular. Freedom is a winning idea. Ron Paul was being attacked on a national morning show a few days ago, and he said, look, all I want to do is legalize freedom. And that really says it all. Now, I want to take you to the Drudge Report right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Obviously, for radio listeners, you can just go there, DrudgeReport.com. And there is the good news we're going to get more into later in the hour. Texas no-growth bill back on. And then you scroll down a bit into the article, and they are linked to Kurt Nemo's report that giant marine drill confirms ground invasion plans for Libya. Again, huge marine drill confirms ground invasion of Libya at Infowars.com. It's since scrolled off the front page because it was posted last night, but you can find it on the front page of DrudgeReport.com. And we're going to be going over that report at the start of the next hour. But let me get started now with just some of the good news. Obviously, the good news is that, as I just said, freedom, liberty is popular. No matter how the system tries to demonize it, no matter how the system goes after it, no matter what labels of extremist or racist they throw at it, at the end of the day, we all instinctively know big government's corrupt, big government's bad, big mega corporations working with government, even worse. We know basic liberties are under assault. We know that government and big corporations lie, even when the truth would serve them, because it is their criminal nature. And that they have gotten into the positions of power they're in most cases, by engaging in crony capitalism or fascism, the opposite of free market. And that it's big government teaming up with mega corporations, doing backroom deals to shut down their competition. So that's really good news. Some of the other big news. For the last 3.5 months, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the LA Times have beaten the drum and gone along with the 2+2 equals whatever Obama says, not 4, and that this is a kinetic action, a peace action, and that the bombing of Libya, the ground troops in Libya, all of this is freedom. And that those of us that are calling it a war, and those of us pointing out that Obama said we'd be there days, not weeks, and then those of us pointing out that U.S. ground troops were there advising from before the uprising happened, and that we pointed out that in Egypt and in Syria and now in Yemen and also in Libya, that it's now admitted what we said is true, that it was U.S., British, and other NATO forces behind the scenes working with al-Qaeda to start the wars in these countries to then destabilize the entire region. And a lot of people, you know, as this news started to come out, said, well, this doesn't fit with the official narrative that we've got to have TSA literally crushing our genitals because, you know, Osama bin Laden may be hiding in our underwear. People took a double take. And Bilderberg Group, we learned from a few months ago at their steering committee, the Trilateral Commission meeting, got very upset that it was starting to come out in mainstream news that al-Qaeda was the core group in Egypt, in Syria, and in Libya that the West was working with. That destroys their official narrative that we've got to take all your rights and train the Boy Scouts to spy on mommy and daddy because al-Qaeda might be hiding in, you know, daddy's liquor cabinet or in the medicine cabinet, you know, because they train the kids. This is to fight al-Qaeda, but what's daddy smoking? Does daddy drink when he drives? Tell us. Say, oh, it's al-Qaeda, but tell me about daddy. Tell me about daddy's guns. This is all on record. They have law enforcement in the 6th and 7th grade now training. Chances are your public school district has this, your government training center, and the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, generally 6th and 7th, a semester, they take a law enforcement class, and then it's ATF funded, and the ATF, known terrorist, who burn down churches and cook Ryder truck bombs, very nasty folks, and ship weapons into Mexico to frame the Second Amendment. Generally, most of these law enforcement programs have a local deputy who's federalized under the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and they come in and actually have the kids write essays about home life. Isn't that nice? And they file them on a computer now, and guess who gets that? The Justice Department. And the kids are there hiding in plain view. Parents aren't even noticing. This is in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, now out 11 years ago. And we have the school documents where this was going on in Tennessee and Georgia and other areas, and since it's expanded, where they're writing reports about mommy and daddy as their essays for the law enforcement class with the ATF officer at the front, and everything is safe and everything is wonderful and everything is good. Am I saying all the police are bad? No, to the contrary. Am I saying that everybody that works at the ATF are terrorists? No, but the leadership are. Am I saying that everybody in the military is bad? No, on average, the military folks are better than the general public in my experiences, in their knowledge, the fact that they've lived in the real world, they're willing to sacrifice something, they got in for the right reasons. But I'm sorry, the people running it are evil and have a very anti-liberty, anti-freedom agenda. So that's the point I wanted to make before I get to the really good news, is that this morning I ran over a curb at my house, not paying attention, something I've never done, and scratched my car a little bit. Then I was driving down the road, and my window got chipped. It was kind of a bad luck day so far, but knock on wood, it's going to get better. And then I got pulled over for no inspection sticker because, you know, I get busy and hadn't gotten inspected. It'd been out a month. Folks, we have such a police state now. The police are everywhere trying to generate revenue in this country that years ago I'd forget and go 6 months without an inspection sticker. This thing was out less than a month, and I was pulled over by the motorcycle cop. And here's my issue. This guy on his motorcycle was driving down the medium on the highway right by my car, just a foot or so, which I think risked the officer's life. This is reckless. But they told him to do this. He whips around through heavy traffic, weaves in the next 3 minutes. I knew he was coming up. I said, I bet it's the inspection sticker. Turns his lights on. I pull over. The point is, I watched him risk his life driving erratically, but that's how they all drive. You know, he's not breaking policy. They're told to go out and risk their lives. And I'm sitting there with horror watching him weaving through the cars to get up to where I'm at. I'd already pulled over in the slow lane so he wouldn't hopefully kill himself, you know, trying to get up on me. And then he comes up, and I took my children to work today. So he comes up, looks at the children in the back. And I looked in the guy's eyes. You know, he was a type who, you know, clearly former military, got into being a peace officer because, you know, it's the job for somebody who's gotten out of the military and he wants to help people. And he says, your inspection sticker's out. I said, yeah, I know, I need to get it. He said, well, get it. I'm giving you a warning. And he was nice and, you know, let me go. But the point is that he was risking his life. And I'm just all over the map today. I don't care. Because I got here literally at showtime. He was risking his life. And this goes into so many facets. I see police hanging their rear ends out on major highways when they pull somebody over that doesn't know to get on the shoulder. I think that's probably why I usually almost always get let off for speeding or anything, is because I actually pull off the road. I notice the people that don't always get a ticket. But the point is, folks will pull over right on the edge of the shoulder with cars coming by 6 inches away, and the cop will stand there with their hind end out in the highway. And you know the number one cause of death for police, and you can look up the numbers, is automobile accident and being hit. It happens all the time. In fact, last time I saw the statistics, it dwarfed how many cops are killed being shot. But they've got cops so scared of being shot, so scared of the citizenry, but they're not scared to be weaving around through traffic to get up there to that person that has their inspection sticker out. Now, why am I getting at that? It's the nanny state. And look, you can have arguments for and against inspection stickers, but they started with commercial trucks to, quote, make sure they were safe, and then it's expanded out to everybody. And then you've got the Mexican drug cartels, a more violent war than the Vietnam War going on, spilling over into my state, and it's on record that we have sanctuary cities, and the cops just let most illegal aliens go, and if they don't, they get reprimanded, and the judges just let them go. So I would have been mad if he wouldn't have let me off. I wouldn't have let him know I was mad. I would have been irritated in that it's not justice. It's not fair. It's selective enforcement. If I get the inspection sticker ticket and you're risking your life to pull me over to tell me about my inspection sticker, but you're not risking your life with the crime wave invasion that's going on because the people that direct you and command you don't have you doing serious business. They have you out there revenue collecting, revenue generating, and no amount of revenue you collect is going to keep you from losing your pension funds because these metrics are set up by the international banking cartels where the money is impossible to pay back. Okay? It's a fraud. It's loan sharking. We've broken that down with countless economists. Now, I really am ranting here, and I need to get to news. This is what happens when I get here late and don't get reset before I go live. Because I prepare before the show at home, and then I got to kind of sit here for 10, 15 minutes and get ready, or I'm all over the map. But sometimes folks say that makes for even a better radio show. You know, I don't read off teleprompters. I want to be clear about this. I don't go off notes. I go off news I've scanned over or covered previously or going to cover that day, or as news is brought into me, I analyze it and go over it. But I don't have a teleprompter. And that's why you should trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. I attempt to be honest. I attempt to be accurate. I attempt to really tell you what I'm really thinking and what I really believe, okay? But when you talk as much as I do, you will make mistakes. And all the time I hear rebroadcasts and here I flip names or flip numbers. I tend to be a little dyslexic. Yesterday, I didn't rehear the broadcast when I was jogging this morning and thought about it and remembered that I got something wrong. And, of course, you wouldn't even know I got it wrong because unless you're in my family. But I was telling the story about how they're announcing that they're going to try to ban over-the-counter gold sales July 15th and how the major exchanges have made that announcement. And I had Ted on to talk about it. And I made the point, well, my grandmother said her dad in Dallas, who owned the first Chevy dealership up there, just a little factoid, didn't turn his gold in. And then this morning I'm jogging and I go, I know full well everything about my great-grandfather on my grandmother's, on my mother's side. He worked at an oil company and it was a lease hound, a bunch of other things. And he lived down by Beaumont later before going up to Dallas. And see, the reason it all merged together was she said he didn't turn his gold in. And then it was my grandmother on my mother's side's husband, my grandfather on my mother's side, whose dad owned the car dealership, and I knew that. But that's what I'm saying is that I don't have teleprompters here, ladies and gentlemen. So sometimes when I get moving fast and got 100 thoughts going on, I will say the weird amalgamated things that are truthful but aren't. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm so busy keeping track of everything else everybody else is doing that then it all just becomes a big swamp, basically, in there. Okay. Oh, yeah, the other positive news. I told the folks out there during the break I wanted to show the great success and how the nation's news desk, remember that photo many years ago of the White House press corps in their offices and dozens of computers all on the Drudge Report. But, I mean, it is the nation's news desk, and America leads the news, so it's the world's news desk. And it is one of the greatest accomplishments we've ever had to have Matt Drudge running our material, carrying our news, our information. And we have a double Drudge link today. I just marvel at it. We're in the Houston Chronicle article at the bottom, actually giving us the credit, but kind of in a backhanded way the Chronicle does, for leading the way against re-energizing the showdown with the feds who've threatened a economic blockade, shutting down all air traffic if the state tries to enforce the law. No police officer can stick their hands down your pants without a warrant in an emergency or total probable cause. You just shoved a gun in there or drugs or whatever it is. So how can they do it? Well, the showdown's here. We're going to be talking about that positive news. But also, I talked about how YouTube has taken all of our honors. I don't care about winning a trophy. I care because then on dozens of subpages where most people go to pick what they're going to watch, when you have those honors, when you're number one in news and politics and education and all these other areas, when you have that icon, then it puts you at the top of all those pages. And then if they take those icons away, you then lose your links to all those pages. And so the video doesn't go viral. But something strange has happened. Normally, you can't go to the front page when they've been taken away. But since we started protesting this, our honors came back for about an hour yesterday. The guy that runs our YouTube channel broke that down for me and then went away again. But we have three videos on the front page. Our World War III video has been on the front page. And two Tarpley videos, the elite's plan for global extermination, which I'm so pleased by, that is the number one and number two most viewed videos in education. And just thank God that report is having such a big effect. and now getting massive amounts of attention. By the way, Tarpley, well, I'm going to get Tarpley on about this video because I've seen some of the people that don't have a deep grasp of things historically. When he speaks out against Darwin and he says one of the chief philosophers of the British Empire, they're thinking about the Christian atheist argument about is the theory of evolution correct or not, when that was only one of his theories. Tarpley doesn't get into religious stuff. Tarpley believes in the mainline scientific view of things. Not to put words in his mouth, but talking to him, he believes in evolution. What Tarpley is talking about, but see, they show their ignorance. They go, I'm a scientist, and this Tarpley's an idiot because he says Darwin was a chief philosopher. They think just talking and saying Darwin was a eugenicist means that Tarpley's an idiot. Because they're religious. See, their religion is worshiping Darwin. And so you don't talk about bad about their God. He's talking about social Darwinism and the idea of kill the weak in the human structure. Or have a predator class over the suboids, the Morlocks and the Eloi, you know, that Wells wrote about. So it's these fake scientific people that wear these little hats but are pinheads and have literally no knowledge. They sit there and then say Tarpley's an idiot because he's indicting Darwin for the eugenics ideas. And then they automatically say, don't talk about our God. You now don't believe in evolution. Well, that's not even what's being debated or discussed in these videos. It's about the facts of the global extermination.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
don't, the bullies, the tyrants are going to have their way with me. Okay, I started getting into the good news and kind of diverted off into, hey, people are really waking up. Just my radio show is a gauge of that. But the positive news, and there's a lot of it today, but here's one of the big ones. I started getting into the fact that earlier that they tried to sell this lie that all these new wars are not wars and are humanitarian. And it turns out it's 100% confirmed, admitted that the State Department, the CIA, British intelligence predominantly has really been honchoing most of it or jockeying most of it. Captaining it is a good term for the Brits. Their system has really been pushing it in the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia to overthrow these countries using rebels. They fund, they give weapons, they have them go out and machine gun cops and military. The cops and military go pounce on them, and then they go, oh my gosh, they're brutalizing the innocent people. And I'm like, well, yeah, a lot of these countries are thug run. But you know, the fact is this was all triggered by the West, and they're not putting freedom in Egypt and other countries. Once they topple them, they're even taking more rights away and actually putting what our media calls the radical Muslims in power, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda light, on record. And you're like, well, why would they do that? Well, why did they create Al-Qaeda? Because they're going to end up then having another war in the next few years with those guys. This is full spectrum dominance. The globalists create all sides of the conflict, and then they organize it and come out on top. This is very elementary. People need to stop thinking of us versus them and start thinking three-dimensionally and see the global spider webs of the corporatocracy over us and the global standardization and how they're setting this up. I mean, it's admitted. They write countless white papers on it. But you talk to the average, you know, yuppie who thinks they know it all. They're like, nobody could run something that complex. And I'm like, these people are masters of organization and compartmentalization. 40 years ago, they had cruise missiles they could shoot from 1,000 miles away down your chimney. And yes, they went to the moon. And yes. And they come out with all these silly conspiracy theories that can't be proven one way or the other to make people who question look bad. But it isn't working anymore. The government lies out of hand. You're saying, well, then why do you believe in the moon landing? Because I have sources inside NASA. They put on some fake stuff for you. See, there was a lie. See, it's not just did we go or didn't we go. You were shown the Tinker Toy stuff because you're not supposed to see what they really got. You're not supposed to know the thousands of astronauts that have died. Oh, yes. In fact, I should do a whole show on that. In fact, this is the kind of stuff will get you killed. I shouldn't even get into things I know because I don't have the absolute proof in front of me. I just have sources and evidence that backs it up, but I'm digressing. What's the good news? That the hoax that this wasn't a war and that Obama isn't a warmonger and that Obama is this peacenik Nobel Prize winner, it was all a globalist joke on us to see if they could sell war as peace, and it's blown up in their face. All over the news, the mainstream corporate media tried to sell us this, including the Washington Post, and now they're capitulating because no one is buying them and their hoax is falling apart. Here it is right here. Obama's negation of hostilities in Libya draws criticism. The White House has officially declared that what's happening in Libya is not hostilities. And then it goes on from there to have his own Pentagon lawyers being overruled, never happened before, telling him, you got to get congressional approval, it is a war. And the fact that they go over the fact that the public isn't buying it, and the left and the right aren't buying it, no one's buying it. See, this is what Karl Rove said 6 years ago to the New York Times. I control reality. What we say reality is what it is. You report it. And if you accept that, you're in 1984. But what's happening is more and more people are seeing the emperor is not wearing any clothes. He's butt naked. He's not wearing a fine cloak. We see you, scammers. We see you, liars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.